Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Jeremy Scott Fitness Podcast Radio Show, coming to you on this Wednesday, April the 24th, 2024. Hopefully it finds you staying safe and staying sweaty all at the same time. On today's episode, we are doing a quick one on simple workouts, simple meals. Just simplifying things for long-term success in terms of your health and fitness journey. Some things you already know, but if nothing else, maybe divorcing your mind from what you used to do or what you think you had to do or have to do to be successful and healthy and fit, whatever that means to you. But maybe just reframing it and putting it in simpler terms so you can find long-term, you know, sustained success, because that's what we all want to do as we age. We want to be able to, you know, not just look however it is you want to look, but you want to move a certain way and feel a certain way and really optimize everything the best you can and make it fit into your life. And so fitness doesn't have to be your life. Or as we like to say, don't let your fitness steal your fitness. Don't let your, you know, neurotic behavior in terms of sets and reps and macros and weighing food take away from you being healthy. Don't let it give you a complex or anxiety. And it should add value to your life instead of subtracting value from your life. So that essentially is what the quick episode will be today on. Now, I was going to do an episode with the great and powerful BJ Gadoor today, but BJ woke up sick. So that is not going to happen. But I'll get him back on the pod, I believe, next week. Hopefully, if he's feeling better, we'll talk basketball, boxing, fitness, old man shit, and everything in between. Before I jump into that, real quick, housekeeping stuff. One, the Rebuilt program is probably going to be out next week in the Jeremy Scott Fitness app. So jeremyscottfitness.app, you guys will be able to purchase it in there. We're doing a premium option here. So it is an added buy inside the app, but this thing is detailed to the gills. And I'll share more about it as it becomes live with you guys. But if you're looking to kind of rebuild your body and be athletic and move through space, you know, with minimal pain or be pain-free and kind of bulletproof everything and also get great workouts in and have something you can do for the next 30 years, this is the program for you. So everybody who's in the app, it'll be much cheaper for you, all the pre-sale stuff, and then after that, we'll raise the price to the general public. So if you guys are in the app, it's coming to you at a big discount. If you guys are not inside of it, you can still pick it up and buy it, even if you don't want to be part of the app that we update every single week. So that's on the docket. JeremyScottFitness.app, links in the show notes. Our Rebuilt Beyond Athletic program is coming. Then, what are we doing? BJ's boxing trainer is already loaded in there. 11 full follow-along workouts. I believe the last one is like his heavy bag from hell session, which is like an hour plus if you want to do that. Every other workout, I believe, is 30 minutes of just straight follow-along, working on mobility, footwork. The cardio piece of it is insane. And then obviously just the mobility, the strength component in the mobility is obviously ideal too for you guys. So that is in there. Other than that, you guys already know the one thing I take every single day and I never miss, it's my AG1. If you don't eat enough fruits and vegetables, which that's pretty much everybody, this is the one thing I would take. It replaced my multivitamin, but it's more than that. It's prebiotics, it's probiotics, it's digestive enzymes, it's gut support. There's vitamin C in that bad boy. There's B vitamins. You name it, the thing is loaded. It's the easiest kind of foundational nutritional supplement drink you can take. And honestly, in my opinion, it's the best tasting. A lot of the other ones taste like shit. I'm not going to drink them. This is the one that I will drink every single day. So if you want to pick some up right now, we'll give you a year's supply of free vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with order one. If you go to drinkag1.com/JeremyScott, we'll hook you up with all the free stuff. If you want a free sample pack, 100% for free, maybe you've heard me say this 100 times before, maybe you've seen somebody else talk about this or seen on the commercial, message us, please. Feel free to reach out. We'll send you the sample pack. You can try it. If you like it, you get hooked up with all the free stuff from there. That is my gift to you guys. So don't feel bashful. Just reach out. Ask for the free sample. You'll get it. Otherwise, drinkag1.com/JeremyScott gets you hooked up today. Top of that, our mastermind group is rocking and rolling. If you're looking to upscale your business, small to medium-sized entrepreneurs, looking to kind of, you know, obviously make more money, have more flexibility, create an ideal life, essentially, this is the group for you. jeremyscottfitness.com/built-different-mastermind. I'm running that with my boy Dave DiLorenzo. You can hop on calls with us. We walk you through everything. We do weekly group calls. We answer every question. We help you build your business from the inside out. So if you're interested, message us. We'll get you the information and surround you with a group of savages to to build a successful, happy life. All the other sponsors are in the show notes, our friends at Dry Farms Wine, my homies at JLab Pro, where I get my protein, turmeric, collagen, and krill oils. We always have discounts for you on that stuff. And then Sleeves Sold Separately, where I get all of my gear that I rock in and outside the gym. So that is my housekeeping stuff for the day today. Just a quick note to shoot out here. I believe this came from Vibe Source. Just a little something to take with you as you head into your day or your weekend or whenever you're listening to this. But it's just a message, and it is, and I quote, "What you've accomplished in your life so far is a miracle. Look at all the difficulties you made it through. You're a shining light. For those in dark places, continue to share your light, your experience, and your lessons you've learned with others. What you put out will come back. Look out for those who are in need. And when you show up in the world offering unique gifts, miracles, they're going to unfold. And for those who you help and the entire collective." And it kind of plays off of a little thing I just shout out today. And I do these just because I know everybody's dealing with shit in their life. Some people a lot, some people a little. But the pain is worth it. So just keep going. And that's kind of the underlying message. As you get older, you just, things happen, man. It's like being in a, it's essentially being in a fight. You just collect more damage, you know, in round one and round two and round three and round four. And by the time you get to the end round, it's like, you know, you've weathered the storm, but you've took a beating. And it's the old Winston Churchill, you know, if you're going through hell, keep going, which basically just expresses the idea that, you know, during difficult times, it's important to kind of preserve and continue to move forward. In other words, when you face adversity, it's best to just keep pushing through rather than give up. And the quote is often interpreted as a message of resilience and determination in the face of challenges. And the way I like to kind of, you know, look at that is just, keep walking through the fire, my friends, you know, each and every day doing the best you can with what you got. And there's curveballs everywhere, and you just got to do your best to navigate them. So take that with you as you head into your day-to-day. So with that, simple meals, simple workouts, nothing crazy. I've talked a lot about this before. I'm just going to run through it again just to, as a nice recap and reminder. If you're finding yourself right now struggling, whether it be, you know, health issues or, you know, family issues, kid issues, work issues, time constraints, stress, life, hormones, you name it, all of it wrapped up into one. These are some things you can do to simplify and make your life easier. My homie Travis Merritt put this out. My homie Travis is in Texas. He talked about like what an ideal looks like for him and for many of us. And so not only ideal, but also simple. Like, what does an ideal meal look like for many people? Again, you've heard me say the phrase, you know, protein, produce, and water. Just wash, rinse, repeat. BJ Gadur talks about this a lot as well. The simpler, the better for you guys. If you're making a meal, a protein, a vegetable, and a starch, real simple. You don't have to have all those, but it's simple, and it's probably ideal for most if you want to go, you know, on the super lean trail, you can just go proteins, veggies, and fruits, protein, starches, and fruits, protein, starches, and veggies. I like any of the combo. From there, your protein sources, super simple. Animal meat, 90% or leaner is a good go-to. Eggs, egg whites, protein powders, all basic stuff. We do a lot of ground turkey here. We tend to do 93.7. We do a lot of bison. Usually that's, I think, 90-10. I'll do steaks. You know, I'll do ribeyes, which are on the fattier side. I'll do the New York strips. Them tend to be the two I go to the most. If we do, you know, like a ground beef or elk or those things, they tend to be in that kind of 90-10, 93-7 range for the most part. I think that's fine. That 99-1 stuff just tastes like you're eating fucking drywall, which is disgusting. So I wouldn't go that far. I don't think you need to. Enjoy your meals, but yeah, animal sources of protein, 90% or leaner, I think are ideal. Starches, your call, what you like, man. You like potatoes? I like golden potatoes personally. Some people like sweet potatoes. I do like the Elizabeth's oatmeal when I eat oatmeal. Some people like different rice, whether it's jasmine. We do a lot of cauliflower rice here at our house. Sprouts here locally has this awesome kind of Asian cauliflower rice mix, which I really like. I can eat a whole bag and not feel guilty about it at all. And I just literally mix that with like a seasoned ground turkey, and I put that in a bowl and I just literally eat it like it's cereal. That works for me. That's what I do, honestly, most nights of the week at this point. But anything goes, you know. I like a lot of those things. I like Ezekiel products. I like the cinnamon raisin Ezekiel bread. I like the cinnamon raisin Ezekiel muffins. I like the healthier waffles and pancakes too. I just never, I'm too lazy with most of the time to make them or buy them. And it's dangerous because if I start to, you know, if I put syrup on them or honey or anything, it's a dangerous game for me. I don't have that much self-control, so I tend not to go that route. But golden potatoes and the Elizabeth's oatmeal and the cauliflower rice tend to be the biggest ones for me. And again, any veggies are fine. You know, the greener, the better, but I like all colors. The ones we tend to do most here are probably asparagus and Brussels sprouts. If we do the cut veggies, it's like carrots or cauliflower or even broccoli for those too, especially if we have people over, which we've been having that a ton lately. It's that time of year here. We get a lot of visitors, and so we do a lot of the veggie trays and fruit trays as well. The fruits we do most of, blueberries and blackberries for me, but usually when people come over, it's like we'll cut up pineapple, put that stuff out, and there's really no wrong answer. I'll do bananas too here and there and apples from time to time, but and again, all fruits and veggies I think are great. But if we're talking, you know, serving size, protein, like at least a palm size for sure. If you're like me and you eat a lot more, that's great, but at least a palm size. Starches, same thing, like a palm size. Veggies, like giant handful, two handfuls if you want. Again, you can go kind of as crazy as you want with vegetables, but that's it. So on your plate, at least a palm size protein, maybe a palm size starch, and a couple of handfuls of veggies, and you're good to go. And how do you pair your how do you prepare? I can't even talk today. How do you prepare your protein? Whatever's easy for you. We grill a lot here. We'll just do ground meat, you know, in a pan. You know, or the air fryer is an easy option. And the starches, you know, it's simple. If you're going to go rice, you know, you can do just the 1 minute cups of rice or the jasmine rice. Honestly, that's the easy stuff. If you have a rice cooker, that's cool too. But the faster the stuff, the better. The less barrier for entry for you guys to be healthy, I think you're just going to be more successful over time. You're going to make less excuses. So the 1 minute stuff, I think, is great. If you want to do a baked potato or shit, even throw that bad boy in the microwave, is it as good? No, but it's fast and you can get it done. Or potatoes like in the food processor, you can chop them up finely, you can saute them with your protein, all that stuff works. And the veggies, man, just steam the bags. That's the easiest, or buy them pre-cooked if you want. But the frozen stuff is just as good as the fresh stuff. I mean, if you have time, you can saute them and season them and do all that stuff. But honestly, man, just... The frozen fruits and veggies have just as many nutrients as the fresh ones. Sometimes they can even have more depending on the process of like the flash freezing and how long the fresh ones have been sitting out, where they came from, what kind they are. So I'm a huge fan of frozen fruits and veggies. Not the canned stuff, the frozen stuff is going to be ideal. So buy a bunch of frozen fruits and veggies, you guys. It makes life a lot easier. In prep time, if you got to cook everything from raw ingredients, it'll take you some time, but other than that, for the most part, a lot of these meals take 15 minutes or less, and you can cook two or three at a time and save you for the week. So if you make 2 pounds of ground turkey and a couple bags of cauliflower rice or a bag of cauliflower rice and a bag of veggies and they were both frozen, 15 minutes, you guys are good to go and you got multiple meals. Or if you have a family, you can feed obviously the whole family, but if you got multiple meals for you personally for a day or two, I think that's ideal. If one of the food items is pre-cooked, like protein, there's a lot of companies out there locally and online you can get your proteins from. It takes about 10 minutes maybe to prepare these meals. Because basically you're not even cooking the meat, you're just heating it up essentially. And if you had two items that are already pre-cooked, like the proteins and the veggies, bro, you're talking less than 5 minutes to prepare one or two meals. Is it always sexy? Is it always fancy? No, but... it works, and if you season it right, it tastes, to me, just as good as most of the shit you'd eat at a restaurant, except it's super healthy for you. And how do you serve it? For me, I put everything in a bowl. It's just like, it's literally just like going to Chipotle. It's your cauliflower rice, potatoes, and veggies all mixed up into one bowl, and I'm done. Simple, easy, efficient. You can put it on a plate. You can do it however you want. But I literally just put it in a bowl like it's cereal. I mix it all together and I eat it. Sometimes I even just eat the veggies off the top right away. So I eat the asparagus real quick. And then I got the cauliflower rice mix and my protein all in a bowl and I'm done. And that's how I've been able to, you know, I guess maintain, you know, the way that I look and move and feel and get the macronutrients and micronutrients I need in my body without spending 2 hours, you know, doing meal prep every Sunday or like 30, 40 minutes a day making food. This is just an easy, quick, efficient way to do it. And I think it'd be the same thing for you guys. And if you have to make tweaks, like you need more protein, you just increase the protein portions from 1 to 2 servings. If you want less carbs, take out some of the starches, increase the protein or increase some of the veggies, because again, it's going to offset drastically. If you want to add some fat, you can do olive oil, coconut oil. You can throw whole eggs in there. You can do avocados if you want. You can get a fattier cut of meat. There's really no wrong way to do it. And you can adjust all these things on the fly. So this same formula works no matter if you want like higher carbohydrates, lower carbohydrates, higher protein, lower protein, higher fat, lower fat. Simple. And if you need less calories, you can decrease, again, some of the fat content, or you can just decrease some of the starches from like 2 servings to 1 serving, or for a full serving to a half a serving. It's not rocket science. So if you guys have any questions on the meal stuff, please feel free just to ask, but that's it. And again, if you're somebody who can't eat 10 to 12 servings of fruits and veggies a day, like me, then throw in the AG1. Ask me for a sample. Don't be a weirdo. I'm happy to send it to you guys. That's what I do. I only eat probably 2 servings of fruit a day. Probably 2. But 3 would be the most I eat in a day. And in terms of veggies, probably 2 or 3. So on a good day, I'm getting 6 servings total of fruits and vegetables. I'm not getting anywhere near the 10 to 12. I only eat once a day. Like yesterday, I ate once. Some days I eat twice. And even if I eat twice, it's a lot to squeeze in. I'm not going to eat consistently all day. It's just not my thing. I'll eat, you know, 6 to 12 ounces of blueberries if I had a banana, or if I eat 6 ounces of blueberries and or 10 ounces of blueberries and 6 ounces of blackberries, and then I have some cauliflower rice and some asparagus and these things. That's going to be it for me. So I throw AG1 on top of it. That's what I do, and that's what's worked for me personally. So that on the meal tip is really all you need to do. Protein, produce, and water. Wash, rinse, repeat. Most days of the week, if you want to go have pizza once a week or burgers and fries or whatever your thing is, that's fine too. You don't got to eat the same thing every day. I tend to because it's easy for me, but I'll go through phases and I'll go through weeks of eating a certain thing and then not a certain thing. And I find that's what works. And so that's what I do. So that is the food stuff. On top of that, if you got questions, feel free to reach out and ask. Now, this other piece is talking about the simplicity of fitness and programming. Justin Yule put this out, I believe, sometime in the new year. And we're just talking about not doing the all-or-nothing mentality. You know, a lot of times if you're working out 6 days a week, 7 days a week, it's unsustainable. You get hurt, you get injured, your body's worn down, you're not the best you can be. You got to choose an exercise program that's sustainable for the long haul. We talk about this on here all the time. In our app now, we have a handful of three-day-a-week programs for people. I know a lot of the people in there like to train more than that, which is fine, so we have programs for them too. But the ideal mix for most people is 3x52. 3 workouts a week for 30 minutes each of, you know, a good amount of intensity for 52 weeks, and you never miss a week. That's it. So working out every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. On the other days, walk, ruck, do mobility, hike, play with your kids, whatever you may want to do. I think that's fine. That's a long-term successful way to be fit and healthy for the rest of your life. And those 3 workouts can be anything. If you like to load more, if you like to do more aerobic stuff, I think a mix of aerobic work, mobility, and strength work is ideal. And I'll talk about some of the specifics there in a second, but that's all you have to do. And I think for many of you, it doesn't matter if you find a quote-unquote perfect program, because it doesn't exist. Consistency over intensity is what's going to win. Because if you go super intense but you're not consistent, I don't think the results will be there. And if you're super consistent but you're not the most intense trainer, you're still going to find great success in the long run. Now, if you want to be elite level like Mr. Olympia, like, you know, taking $5,000 a month worth of steroids, or honestly, it's probably even more than that, and then, you know, working out for 1 hour, 2 hours a day, sleeping for 10 hours a day and having no life, that's different. Most of you, that's not the goal. You just want to move better and feel better, and you don't want to look like a complete bag of shit. That's really what the goal. That's my goal. When people ask me, Jeremy, what is your goal? I want to feel good every day. Number one, I don't want to feel like shit. I can suffer, but I don't want to suffer every day. Two, I want to be able to move, you know, relatively pain-free through whatever range of motion I can create and do, you know, basic stuff, hike, bike, you know, swim, run, kind of jump if I need to. And I don't want to look like trash. That's it. And so for me, being consistent over being super intense is what is got me here, and it's what kept me here. And so you look for a program that emphasizes regular, consistent workouts rather than just extreme intensity. You can train crazy once a week if you want to. If you're younger, go crazy. If you're older, you know, you're getting up there, late 30s, over 40, over 50. Consistency, you guys, over the intense stuff. If you want to train intense once a week and you're in that 40-plus range group, I think that's fine. If your body can handle it and there's safe movements, but you're going to kind of, you know, almost redline it here, you know, on your Sunday of AntiMetCon or whatever day you choose, that's okay. But most of you, it's consistency. It's about building a habit that you can maintain throughout the year, not just through a couple of workouts. You want to be able to do this all year for the next 30 years, not just for a couple of weeks. On top of that, I think having a program with some progressive overload, opt for a program that gradually increases in difficulty, or at least gives you the option to increase in difficulty. Some days you're going to feel like you can push it. Some days you're going to feel like you're just going through the motions. That's what happens. But I think if you can gradually, hey, you know what? I can go a couple of steps further. I can get a couple more calories here. I can do, you know, 10 extra pounds here. I can put an extra 45-pound plate on the sled and push it today. I think that approach helps prevent plateaus for many people. It helps prevent injuries, and it keeps things interesting and fun, and there's always kind of a little carrot for you to chase out there. And again, there's highs and lows, man. You know, there's going to be a time where you're beyond peak you in certain areas, and I wish that wasn't true, you look at LeBron, like, and I always use LeBron as an example because he is the freak of freaks. He's one of one. He's still amazing. He's still super talented and super athletic. He's not the same as he was in 2013, 2014. 10 years ago, when he was 28 years old, you've never seen anything like it. Even today, it's impressive, but it's not the same. He's beyond peak, you know, so he's not going to get faster. He's not going to get more athletic. He's not going to jump higher. But he can prevent injury, and he can keep things increasing. He can increase mobility. He can increase his durability and focus on other things. And that's what I'm saying to you guys who are on the older side of it. So there's a lot of ways you can still make progress. You just have to divorce your mind from thinking it has to be one rep max PRs and doing insane HIIT training, you know, 7 days a week. Also, I think when you guys are looking at program, obviously we run a gym, so I'm biased. We have an in-person facility, and the community online has been huge, and people are successful in there. And so support in a community are huge keys. You got to consider a program that offers a sense of community and a sense of support, whether it's a group training, you know, facility like we offer, or the online community inside of the app or in our Facebook group, or a workout buddy or a neighbor or a husband or a wife. Just having support can keep you motivated each and every day. And so that's a huge part of fitness in a program that we don't talk about. On top of that, when you guys are out there just setting realistic goals, you can have huge goals and huge aspirations. I think that's fine, but set goals that are challenging yet achievable. You know, don't set unrealistic goals that can lead to disappointment and demotivation. And for me, just being happy that you can move and you can train and you're not, you know, in a wheelchair, in a hospital bed, you're not debilitated by chronic injury and disease, I think is something to be grateful for. And having a realistic goal of like, hey man, I just want to be able to move my body through space and do normal life and be able to do a push-up and do a squat and lunge, you know, pain-free and pull up my own body weight. These really, really basic things. Again, I think the best workout program is the one you guys can stick to. And that's not going to have you just go hard as hell for a couple of weeks and then be so injured and hurt you can't do anything moving forward. It's the truth is about creating a lifestyle and creating something that is attainable and sustainable for the long haul. And if you guys are looking for a great place to work out in person or online, I know a place. Hit me up. I'm happy to point you in the right direction. Or if you're in a different community and we can't serve you, I'm happy to find somebody in your local area. Otherwise, join us in the app. We got a ton of stuff cooking in there. Now, with that said, just some really quick specifics. If you're looking at building a program, honestly, really simple. Some days I just do three movements. To be honest with you guys, I'm testing out a lot of new stuff right now for some new programs that'll come down the pipe. I don't know, probably sometime in 2025, as we already have a lot of stuff coming in 2024. But I'm looking at stuff where I'm short on time. I have a lot of work stuff going on here now with a lot of the things that we're doing. My schedule's been funky. I'm doing this podcast from home. As my 14-year-old dog here is dead asleep right next to me. I got a puppy somewhere. Who knows where they're at? But like on Monday, my day was just super crammed. It was busy. I didn't have a lot of options, or I guess I had a lot of options. I didn't have a lot of time. So I just did four patterns total for the day. Dumbbell incline bench press, straight sets. Then I went just a dumbbell rack rows. And then I went just a dumbbell overhead press. And then as I was putting weights back, I did farmer's carries around the gym. That was my whole day. So essentially, it's three movements, push, pull, press. And just because I was trying to get steps in and do some kind of locomotion training, I did farmer's carries. Now, is that my perfect day? Could I work on every single thing in upper body sequence? No, but I got it done. And that was enough. As enough stimulus. Again, you're working all the major muscle groups of the upper body, and that's awesome. I had a similar day not too long ago, lower body, and I just was short on time. So literally my entire day was dumbbell RDLs, straight sets of that, then dumbbell walking lunges, and then sled push. And then at the very end of the day, I just did essentially like lateral lunges, or kind of like the Kosek squat variation, some of it mobility flow, some of it full reps just to open up the groin and the hips and the adductors, which always tend to get super tight on me. And that was the day. And so again, those are 2 days where essentially it's three patterns, and I threw in a fourth one just because like I have some stuff I can work on, and just it's just a way to be creative. But that's a day. Those are two great workouts. And you could repeat those every single week for the rest of your life. You could do them straight sets, you could do them in circuits, you can do them in an ascending, descending pattern, you could do them with time under tension, you could do them with lighter loads, sets of 15, you could do them with kind of like the 5x5 strength sets. There's no wrong way to go about that. All that stuff can be done. And that's what I mean by simple workouts and simple meals for success. It doesn't have to be rocket science. You know, if you have no clue, there's so many people like me out there. You can follow us on the app. You can do our stuff. You can do the programs, or you can go to a local gym in the community and just show up, and it's brainless and it's plug and play. And you can be super successful that way, but it doesn't have to be complex. Now, John Russin put out two great little pieces just on lower body and upper body stuff, talking about, you know, leg day movements in terms of just, you know, mandatory ones if you're going to train all five on leg day, which for a lot of you is not necessary. Obviously, based on your specific goals and your specific needs, you can do them. But like a normal complex leg day would be a direct like glute movement. So like a hip thrust, for example, and like a locomotion, do like a run or a carry, or some type of, you know, sled push variation, and then a squat. So a free squat or a supported squat, a hip hinge like an RDL, or like a single leg, you know, like a lunge or a split squat. Now, that's five different movements, and you could all do that. So on a day, hey, Jeremy, I did a hip thrust. Jeremy, I did a sled push. Jeremy, I did a goblet squat. I did a RDL, and then I did split squats. That's a single leg. That's a hinge. That's a squat. That's a locomotion. That's a direct glute pattern all in one day, and you could do three sets of each for 15 total sets. That would work. Now, again, you don't have to do all those. You could dig a basic day. Say, hey, Jeremy, I'm going to do split squats. I'm going to do deadlifts. And I'm going to do sled pushes. Awesome. Or farmer's carries. Farmer's carries, when you're doing heavy farmer's carries, you guys, your quads are working. You know, everything is working when you guys are carrying stuff, whether it's farmer's carries or rack carries or offset carries or overhead carries. Your legs are working when you're doing heavy farmers. Pick up some heavy-ass dumbbells or kettlebells. Walk around the gym and tell me your quads aren't pumping every single step you take. Tell me your ass isn't firing when you guys are working. It does, especially when you start to offset load. Put your hand on the other side of your torso and feel your obliques and intercostals, how flexed they are to keep you in that upright position. Essentially, it's a loaded walking plank variation. So all those things are great. So that would be like a more complex leg day, but that you could do. You could do all five of those, or you could do parts of those. And the same thing, Dr. John Russell put out an upper body one too, of kind of these you know, mandatory upper body movements in terms of exact exercises for your needs. And it was like direct shoulders, things like a face pull or like a reverse fly, and then a vertical push, like an overhead press, any Arnold press, single arm press, half kneeling presses. All those are just pressing weight overhead. And then the horizontal pushes, like a bench press or a push-up, or putting your hands on kettlebells or dumbbells to get like a deficit push-up. I like those even better than normal push-ups, but the normal push-ups are great too. And then like a horizontal pull, any rowing variation, like with gymnastics rings, TRX, if you guys are doing any, I guess, essentially horizontal pull row variation would work. And then a vertical pull, things like pull-ups, chin-ups, lat pull-downs are all great. Now, do you have to do all those in the upper body day? That'd be great, but you don't have to. Again, you could do 3-4 sets of each, you know, for 15 to 20 total sets for the day. If you did two of each, even just 10 total sets per day, for a lot of you guys, I think is enough stimulus to keep you active and strong and in the gym. And so on that day, you know, if you didn't want to do them all, you say, hey, I'm going to do, you know, an overhead press, I think is great. I think an incline bench press is great. And I think pull-ups are great. On a day, if you just did pull-ups, incline bench press, and overhead pressing, you would crush. That's a great day. On top of that, add in some farmer's carries. I'm a huge carry fan. Add in any kind, no, it doesn't have to be farmer's carries. Any carry variation I think is great. It's just, they're just huge bang for your buck exercises. And then again, if you got some weak point stuff you want to work on, you can throw in things like face pulls, band pull aparts. I do love dips. All those are great too. Again, simple stuff, you guys. Doesn't have to be overly complex. And if you're doing some of those bigger compound movements, like you are pushing a sled, you are doing different carry variations, you are doing different kind of pull-ups and hangs and single leg work, your abs are working, your trunk's working. I do like dynamic stuff too. If you can throw in the easy body weight things, it doesn't got to be insane box jumps, but you can do like a squat jump variation on your own to try to maintain some athleticism, or any skater hop variation I think is great. I love slams too, little wall balls, even though people hate them, they're great. Even like a mobility burpee I think is cool, just for the mobility piece. But again, I could get lost in the weeds here on training and all the things that you can do, but those are the basic things you can do. And so every week, if you have the opportunity to push, pull, press, hinge, and do a squat variation, on top of that, if you can do carries and you can push a sled and you're squeezing in mobility and walking in your normal life, you're going to be healthy, fit, and a badass for years to come. You mix that with the simple meals and the simple training and just the simple sleep habits of going to bed at a decent time. And, you know, whether you got to, you know, do nasal tape like me and do mouth tape and be in a dark room and turn on all the sounds and try to really have a dedicated sleep time, you'll be successful and you'll be healthy for the most part. Obviously, things happen in life that we can't control, but these are all the things that we can control. Simple sleeping habits, simple recovery and stress management habits, simple workouts, simple meals, simple long-term sustained success. So a lot of this, if you guys have been listening to me for years, it's already stuff you know. I just know it's sometimes nice to hear it reiterated, especially if you're stressed, you're busy, you're struggling to just, oh, you feel like you're a failure and you're not getting great workouts. And if you push a sled today for 10 minutes, you did a good job and you got a decent amount of steps in, I'm a fan of that. If you did mobility today and then you just did some farmer's carries, I think that's a pretty good day. And then the other days you did a good, you know, push, pull, press, upper body day. And then you did one day this week, you did a hinge, a squat. That's a great day. I'm a huge fan of that. And then you got out and you walked your dogs and you went and you rode your bike and you just did fucking shit you like to do. At the end of the day, man, like, life can't be just a grind. You can't just hate every day. Do you have to do hard shit? Yes, you do. There is a lot to be learned from visiting your pain cave and putting yourself through tough workouts, and you have to do that. If you want to make change, you're going to have to be uncomfortable at times. That's just part of life. You're going to have to go through it. But there's also times in life where you just putting in the work and putting in the reps is going to compound and pay off. And that's why I'll always say the consistency over the intensity is what's going to keep you going. And if you can find things you like to do and that you enjoy, if you like lifting weights, lift weights. If you like doing yoga, do yoga. If you like riding your bike, ride your bike. If you like hiking, hike. Make the shit fun. Certain things you're going to always have to do. You're going to have to do mobility. You're going to have to pick up some weights. You're going to have to maybe, you know, jog a little bit or ride an assault bike here or there, even if you hate it. That's just part of the game. Outside of that, do all the stuff you like to do for long-term sustained success. That's my advice to anybody on any level for the rest of time. Do shit you like to do. If you're enjoying it, keep doing it. If you suck at something and you want to be better, keep doing it. Focus on the things you have to focus on. And for most of us, that's just stress management, nutrition, and just sleep and recovery in general, especially as you age. The aches and pains you had that used to just magically go away don't go away anymore. You got to really be diligent about those things. And you have to earn the right to train. You have to earn the right to hike. You have to earn the right to be able to play pickleball and play, you know, noon league basketball. You have to earn that right. And that comes from taking care of your joints, taking care of your tissue, taking care of your nutrition, taking care of your sleep, and then properly strength training and doing the, you know, proper agility training around that to allow you to do these in your quote-unquote advanced years. So hopefully those simple tips helped you guys. If you don't know what you're doing on any front, on the nutrition or the training piece, join me inside the app. I'm happy to help you guys. It's worth the couple of pennies we pay a day. I'm not trying just to promote it here, but I obviously am promoting it right now. It's worth it. You know, people waste all this money on major corporations, and they waste all this money on celebrities and people they don't fucking know. Spend the money with people who give a shit about you and spend it on yourself. You know, a couple of pennies a day to have a coach and some guidance, I think is obviously worth it. It's what I do in my business life. It's what I do in my fitness life too. I'm lucky enough to be friends with some of these smart people, and it's allowed me to get here and be healthy and fit. And we're offering the same thing to you guys. Have an amazing rest of your Wednesday or whatever day you're listening to this. Keep things simple, you guys. Don't overcomplicate it. Don't be neurotic about it. Don't let your fitness steal your fitness. Eat real food that makes you feel good, that you enjoy, and that you like. Try to avoid abusing drugs and alcohol and eating a bunch of bullshit all the time. And don't make your workouts overly complex, because they don't have to be. Any real, you know, fitness person or health person will tell you the long-term sustained success is by eating things they like and doing things that they like for the most part, and just consistently showing up and putting in the work, even in the days when they're busy and they don't really feel like it. That's what separates you from everybody else. So if you're on Apple Podcasts, drop this a 5-star. Leave a comment. I would appreciate it. If you're on Spotify, drop it a 5-star. You can leave comments on each individual episode inside of there as well. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you guys. Again, if you guys are not subscribed to the YouTube channel, it's 100% for free. There's over 2,000 videos on YouTube. We put over 2,000 videos on YouTube in the past decade for you, 100% for free. All you got to do is put up with the ads on there. Inside the app, everything is ad-free. Everything is organized and detailed and served up to you on a silver platter. If you want a free sample of AG1, hit me up. I'm happy to send it to you, or a discount on our protein, turmeric, collagen, and krill oils, or any of the gear that I wear in my workouts. Or if you guys want any of our Jeremy Scott Fitness gear, our hats, and all the t-shirts and baseball tees or hoodies we put out, reach out to us. I'm happy to connect with Monica, and we'll get that cooking for you as well. Most likely, I'll be on next week with the great and powerful BJ Gadur. As long as I'm feeling good and he's feeling good and life is working out, and him and I will just be like two grumpy old men on here talking about being in fitness for 20 years and the evolution of just life and what it's become. And we'll talk detailed on basketball and boxing and recovery and rest and training and all the fun stuff you guys want to listen to, especially if you followed us for any amount of time. So have a great rest of your day, everybody. I appreciate the support. It means the world to Heather and myself. And until next time, eat well, train hard, be nice to people, and please, you guys, keep doing shit you love with people you enjoy, because your life is too short not to. I'll talk to you soon. Peace.